Book of 2 Samuel. Chapter 1. And it happened, after the death of Saul, David returned from striking the Amalekites. And David remained in Ziklag 2 days. And it happened on the third day, behold, a man came in out of the camp from Saul. And his garments were torn, and earth on his head. And it happened as he came to David, he fell to the earth and prostrated himself. And David said to him, From where do you come? And he said to him, I have escaped out of the camp of Israel. And David said to him, How did the matter go? Please tell me. And he answered, The people fled from the battle and also a multitude of the people have fallen, and they died, and also Saul and his son Jonathan have died. And David said to the youth who was telling him, How do you know that Saul and his son Jonathan are dead? And the youth who was telling him said, By chance I happened to be on Mount Gilboa. And behold, Saul was leaning on his spear. And, behold, the chariots and the masters of horses closely followed him. And he turned behind him and he saw me and called to me. And I said, Behold me. And he said to me, Who are you? And I said, I am an Amalekite. And he said to me, Please stand over me and kill me, for agony has seized me, for all my life is still in me. And I stood over him and killed him, for I knew that he could not live after his falling. And I took the crown on his head, and the bracelet on his arm, and I brought them to my master here. And David took hold on his garments and tore them, and also all the men with him did so. And they mourned and wept and fasted until the evening, for Saul, and for his son Jonathan, and for the people of Yahweh, and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. And David said to the youth who told him, From where are you? And he said, I am the son of a foreign man, an Amalekite. And David said to him, Why were you not afraid to put forth your hand to destroy the anointed of Yahweh? And David called to one of the young men, and said, Draw near and fall on him. And he struck him, and he died. And David said to him, Your blood be on your own head, for your mouth has testified against you, saying, I caused to die the anointed of Yahweh. And David sang this death dirge over Saul, and over his son Jonathan. And he said to teach the sons of Judah the song of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher. The beauty of Israel is slain on your high places. How are the mighty fallen? Tell it not in Gath, do not make it known in the streets of Ashkelon, that the daughters of the Philistines not rejoice, that the daughters of the uncircumcised not exult. Mountains of Gilboa, let not dew or rain be on you, nor fields of offerings, for there the shield of the mighty was vilely cast away, the shield of Saul, not being anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan did not turn the back, and the sword of Saul did not return empty. Saul and Jonathan. They were beloved and delightful in their lives, and in their death they were not parted. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. Daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you with scarlet delights, who brought ornaments of gold on your clothing. How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? Jonathan is slain on your high places. I am distressed over you, my brother Jonathan. You were very delightful to me, your love was wonderful to me, more than the love of women. How are the mighty fallen, and the weapons of war perished? Chapter 2. And it happened after this, David asked of Yahweh, saying, Shall I go up to one of the cities of Judah? And Yahweh said to him, Go up. And David said, Where shall I go up? And he said, To Hebron. And David went up there, and also his 2 wives, Ahinoam of Jezreel, and Abigail the former wife of Nabal of Carmel. And David brought up his men of those who were with him, each man and his household. And they lived in the cities of Hebron. And the men of Judah came and anointed David king over the house of Judah there. And they told David, saying, It was the men of Jabesh-Gilead who buried Saul. And David sent messengers to the men of Jabesh-Gilead, and said to them, Blessed are you of Yahweh, in that you have done this kindness with your master, with Saul, that you have buried him. And now, may Yahweh do with you in kindness and truth. And I also will do good to you because you have done this thing. And now, let your hands be made strong, and be valiant, for your master Saul is dead. And also, the house of Judah has anointed me as king over them. And Abner the son of Ner, the commander of the Saul's army, took Ishbosheth the son of Saul, and caused him to cross over to Mahanaim. And he caused him to reign over Gilead, and over the Ashurites, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Ishbosheth the son of Saul was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and he reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah followed after David. And it happened, the number of the days that David was king in Hebron, over the house of Judah, was 7 years and 6 months. And Abner the son of Ner and the servants of Ishbosheth the son of Saul went out from Mahanaim to Gibeon. And Joab the son of Zeruiah, and David's servants went out. And they met by the pool of Gibeon, and sat down, these by the pool on this side, and those by the pool on that side. And Abner said to Joab, "Let the young men rise up now and make sport before us." And Joab said, "Let them rise." And they rose up and went over by number, 12 for Benjamin, and for Ishbosheth the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David. And each one seized the head of his companion, and thrust his sword into the side of his companion. And they fell together. And one called that place the Field of Smooth Rocks, which is in Gibeon. And the battle was very hard on that day, and the men of Israel and Abner were stricken before David's servants. And there were 3 sons of Zeruiah there, Joab, and Abishai, and Asahel. And Asahel was swift with his feet, like one of the gazelles in the field. And Asahel ran after Abner, and did not turn to go to the right or to the left from following Abner. And Abner looked behind him, and said, "Are you Asahel?" And he said, "I am." And Abner said to him, "Turn aside to your right, or to your left, and seize one of the young men for yourself, and take his spoil for yourself." And Asahel was not willing to turn aside from following him. And Abner said again to Asahel, "Turn aside from following me. Why should I strike you to the earth? And how shall I lift up my face to your brother Joab?" And he refused to turn aside. And Abner struck him in the belly with the butt of the spear. And the spear came out from behind him, and he fell there, and died in his place. And it happened that all who came to the place, there where Asahel fell and died, they stood still. And Joab and Abishai ran after Abner, and the sun was going. And they came to the hill of Ammah which is before Giah, by the way of the wilderness of Gibeon. And the sons of Benjamin gathered themselves after Abner, and became one troop, and stood on the top of a certain hill. And Abner called to Joab, and said, "Does the sword devour forever? Do you not know that it will be bitter in the end? And until when will you say to the people to turn back from after their brothers?" And Joab said, "As Elohim lives, for if you had not spoken, surely then in the morning the people would have gone up, each one from following his brother." And Joab blew the ram's horn. And all the people stood still, and did not pursue Israel any more, nor did they fight any more. And Abner and his men went through the Arabah all that night, and crossed the Jordan, and went all the forenoon, and came to Mahanaim. And Joab returned from pursuing Abner. And he gathered all the people. And there were lacking 19 men of David's servants, and Asahel. And David's servants had struck 360 men of Benjamin, even among the men of Abner these died. And they lifted up Asahel and buried him in the burying place of his father, which is in Bethlehem. And they went all night, Joab and his men, and it was light to them coming into Hebron. Chapter 3. And there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. And David was going on and was strong, but the house of Saul was going on and was weak. And sons were born to David in Hebron. And his firstborn was Amnon, of Ahinoam of Jezreel. And his second was Kileab, of Abigail the former wife of Nabal of Carmel. And the third was Absalom the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai the king of Geshur. And the fourth was Adonijah the son of Haggith. And the fifth was Shephatiah the son of Abital. And the sixth was Ithream, of Eglah the wife of David. These were born to David in Hebron. And it happened while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, Abner was making himself strong for the house of Saul. And Saul had a concubine, and her name was Rizpah the daughter of Aiah. And Ishbosheth said to Abner, "Why have you gone into my father's concubine?" And Abner was exceedingly angry over the words of Ishbosheth. And he said, "Am I a dog's head that is to Judah, that I deal with kindness with the house of your father Saul in regards to Judah today, to his brothers, and to his friends, and have not caused you to be found in the hand of David, and you charge a sin against me with this woman today. May Elohim do to Abner, and more so, if I do not do to David as Yahweh has sworn, to cause the kingdom to pass over from the house of Saul, and to establish the throne of David over Israel and over Judah from Dan even to Beersheba. And he was not able to return a word to Abner any more, because he feared him. And Abner sent messengers to David for himself, saying, Whose is the land? He said, Cut your covenant with me, and, behold, my hand shall be with you, to bring all Israel around to you. And he said, Good, I will cut a covenant with you, but one thing I ask of you, saying, You shall not see my face except you first bring Michal the daughter of Saul when you come to see my face. And David sent messengers to Ishbosheth the son of Saul, saying, Give up my wife Michal, whom I betrothed to myself with 100 foreskins of the Philistines. And Ishbosheth sent and took her from the man, from Phaltiel the son of Laish. And her husband went with her, going on and weeping behind her to Bahurim. And Abner said to him, Go, return. And he returned. And the word of Abner was with the elders of Israel, saying, Before now you have been seeking David for king over you. And now do it. For Yahweh has spoken of David, saying, By the hand of my servant David he will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines, and out of the hand of all their enemies. And Abner also spoke in the ears of Benjamin. And Abner went also to speak in the ears of David in Hebron all that was good in the eyes of Israel, and in the eyes of all the house of Benjamin. And Abner came to David, to Hebron, and 20 men with him. And David made a feast for Abner and for the men with him. And Abner said to David, Let me rise up and go, and gather all Israel to my master the king. And they shall cut a covenant with you. And you shall reign over all that your soul desires. And David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. And, behold, the servants of David and Joab came from pursuing a troop. And they brought much plunder with them. And Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he had gone in peace. And Joab and all the army with him had come. And they told Joab, saying, Abner the son of Ner has come to the king. And he has sent him away, and he has gone in peace. And Joab came to the king, and said, What have you done? Behold, Abner has come to you, why is this, that you have sent him away, and going he is gone? You know Abner the son of Ner, that he came to deceive you, and to know your going out and your coming in, and to know all that you are doing. And Joab left David, and sent messengers after Abner. And they brought him back from the well of Sirah. But David did not know it. And Abner returned to Hebron. And Joab turned him aside into the middle of the gate, to speak with him privately. And he struck him in the belly there, and he died, because of the blood of his brother Asael. And afterward David heard, and said, I and my kingdom are guiltless before Yahweh forever from the blood of Abner the son of Ner. May it whirl about the head of Joab, and on all his father's house, and let there not fail from the house of Joab one that has an issue, or that is a leper, or that leans on a staff, or who falls by the sword, or that lacks bread. And Joab and his brother Abishai killed Abner because he had killed their brother Asael in Gibeon, in battle. And David said to Joab, and to all the people with him, Tear your garments and gird on sackcloth, and mourn before Abner. And King David was following after the bier. And they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king lamented for Abner, and said, Should Abner die as it were like a fool? Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put into fetters. As one falls before sons of evil, you have fallen. And all the people wept again over him. And all the people came to cause David to eat food while it was yet day. But David swore, saying, So may Elohim do to me, and still more, if I taste bread or anything before the sun goes in. And all the people took notice, and it was good in their eyes. As to all the king did, it was good in the eyes of all the people. And all the people, even all Israel, knew in that day that it was not from the king to kill Abner the son of Ner. And the king said to his servants, Do you not know that a commander, even a great one, has fallen this day in Israel? And I am weak today, though anointed king. And these men, the sons of Zeruiah, are too hard for me. May Yahweh reward the doer of the evil according to his evil. Chapter 4. And the son of Saul heard that Abner was dead in Hebron. And his hands dropped, and all those in Israel were terrified. And Saul's son had two men, troop commanders, one's name being Baana, and the other's name Rechab, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, of the sons of Benjamin, for Beeroth also is counted to Benjamin. And the Beerothites fled to Gittaim, and are aliens there to this day. And Jonathan the son of Saul had a crippled son. He was a son of 5 years when the news of Saul and Jonathan came out of Jezreel, and his nurse lifted him up and fled, and it happened as she hurried to flee, that he fell and became crippled, and his name was Mephibosheth. And the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, Rechab and Baana, went and came at the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth. And he was lying on his bed at noon. And they came to the middle of the house, bringing wheat. And they struck him in the belly. And Rechab and his brother Baana escaped. And they entered the house, and he was lying on his bed in his bedroom, and they struck him and killed him, and took off his head. And they took his head and went the way of the Arabah all the night. And they brought Ishbosheth's head to David in Hebron, and said to the king, Behold, the head of Ishbosheth the son of your enemy Saul, who sought your life. And may Yahweh give to my lord the king vengeance this day, on Saul and on his seed. And David answered Rechab and his brother Baana, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, and said to them, As Yahweh lives, who has redeemed my life out of all distress. When one spoke to me, saying, Behold Saul is dead, and he was as a bearer of good news in his own eyes, even I seized and killed him in Ziklag. I gave that to him as a reward. And when wicked men have slain a righteous man in his own house on his bed, should I not even now seek his blood from your hand, and glean you from the earth? And David commanded his young men. And they killed them, and cut off their hands and their feet, and hung them by the pool in Hebron. And they took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in the burying place of Abner in Hebron. Chapter 5. And all the tribes of Israel came to David, to Hebron, and spoke, saying, Behold, we are your bone and we are your flesh. Both yesterday and the day before, when Saul was king over us, you were he who led out and brought in Israel. And Yahweh said to you, You shall shepherd my people Israel, and you shall be for a leader over Israel. And all the elders of Israel came to the king, to Hebron. And King David cut a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh. And they anointed David as king over Israel. And David was a son of 30 years old when he became king, he reigned 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem, to the Jebusites, those dwelling in the land. And one spoke to David, saying, You shall not come in here except you will turn away the blind and the lame, thinking, David cannot come in here. And David captured the stronghold of Zion. It is the city of David. And David said on that day, Anyone who strikes the Jebusite, let him go by the water shaft, and let him take the lame and the blind, the hated of the soul of David. On this account they say, The blind and the lame shall not enter into the house. And David lived in the stronghold, and called it the city of David. And David built all around from the millo and inward. And David went on and became great. And Yahweh the Elohim of hosts was with him. And Hiram the king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built a house for David. And David knew that Yahweh had established him for king over Israel, and that he had lifted up his kingdom because of his people Israel. And David again took concubines and wives out of Jerusalem after he came from Hebron. And again sons and daughters were born to David. These are the names of those born to him in Jerusalem. Shammua, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon. And Ibhar, and Elishua, and Nepheg, and Japhia. And Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphelet. And the Philistines heard that they had anointed David for king over Israel. And all the Philistines came up to seek David. And David heard and went down to the stronghold. And the Philistines came and were spread out in the valley of the giants. And David asked of Yahweh, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand? And Yahweh said to David, Go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand. And David came to Baal Perazim. And David struck them there, and said, Yahweh has broken forth on my enemies before me as the breaking forth of waters. On account of this he called the name of that place the Breaches of Baal. And they abandoned their idols there, and David and his men took them away. And the Philistines again came up and were spread out in the valley of the giants. And David asked of Yahweh, and he said, You shall not go up. Turn around to their rear, and come to them in front of the weeping trees. And it shall be, when you hear the sound of the marching in the tops of the weeping trees, then you shall strike. For then Yahweh shall go out before you to strike the army of the Philistines. And David did so, as Yahweh commanded him. And he struck the Philistines from Geba until you come to Gezer. Chapter 6. And David again gathered every chosen one in Israel, 30,000. And David rose up and went, and all the people with him, from Baal Judah, to bring up the ark of the Elohim from there which is called by the name of Yahweh of hosts, who dwells above the cherubs over it. And they made to ride the ark of the Elohim on a new cart, and took it from the house of Abinadab, which is in the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio the sons of Abinadab were leading the new cart. And they took it from the house of Abinadab, which is in the hill, with the ark of the Elohim. And Ahio was going before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel were dancing before Yahweh with all instruments of fir wood, with lyres, and with harps, and with tambourines, and with cornets, and with cymbals. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, and Uzzah reached out to the ark of the Elohim, and took hold of it, for the oxen nearly upset it. Then the anger of Yahweh burned against Uzzah. And the Elohim struck him there for the fault. And he died there by the ark of the Elohim. And it angered David because Yahweh broke out a break against Uzzah. And one calls that place the breaking of Uzzah to this day. And David feared Yahweh on that day, and said, How shall the ark of Yahweh come to me? And David was not willing to bring the ark of Yahweh to himself, to the city of David. And David turned it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of Yahweh remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And Yahweh blessed Obed-Edom and all his house. And it was told to King David, saying, Yahweh has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that is his, because of the ark of the Elohim. And David went and brought up the ark of the Elohim from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with joy. And it happened, when those bearing the ark of Yahweh had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. And David was dancing with all his might before Yahweh. And David was girded with a linen ephod. And David and all the house of Israel were bringing up the ark of Yahweh with shouting, and with the sound of a ram's horn. And it happened, when the ark of Yahweh had come to the city of David, and Michal the daughter of Saul looked through the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before Yahweh, she despised him in her heart. And they brought the ark of Yahweh in, and set it up in its place, in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And David caused burnt offerings to be offered before Yahweh, and peace offerings. And David finished offering the burnt offerings, and the peace offerings, and blessed the people in the name of Yahweh of hosts. And he shared out to all the people, to all the multitude of Israel, from man even to woman, to each 1 cake of bread and 1 date cake and 1 raisin cake. And all the people left, each one to his house. And David returned to bless his house. And Michal the daughter of Saul went out to meet David, and said, How glorious was the king of Israel today, who was uncovered today before the eyes of the slave girls of his servants, as one of the vain ones shamelessly uncovers himself. And David said to Michal, Before Yahweh, who chose me over your father and over all your father's house, to command me to be leader over the people of Yahweh, and over Israel, so I dance before Yahweh. And I will be yet lighter than this, and shall be lowly in my own eyes. But with the slave girls of whom you spoke, with them I will be honored. And there was no child to Michal the daughter of Saul until the day of her death. Chapter 7. And it happened, when the king lived in his house, and Yahweh had given him rest from all his enemies all around. The king said to Nathan the prophet, See, now, I am living in a house of cedar, and the ark of the Elohim dwells within tent curtains. And Nathan said to the king, All that is in your heart, go, do. For Yahweh shall be with you. And it happened in that night, the word of Yahweh was to Nathan, saying, Go, and you shall say to my servant, to David, So says Yahweh, Will you build a house for me, for my dwelling? For I have not dwelt in a house even from the day of my bringing the sons of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day. But I have been moving about in a tent, even in a shepherd's hut. In all places in which I have gone with all Israel's sons, have I spoken a word with one of the tribes of Israel, those I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, Why have you not built for me a house of cedars? And now, so you shall say to my servant, to David, So says Yahweh of hosts, I have taken you from the good pasture, from following the flock, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you and have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in their own place and not be made to tremble any more. Nor shall the sons of evil afflict them again, as at the first. Even from the day I commanded judges to be over my people Israel. And I will cause you to rest from all your enemies. And Yahweh declares to you that Yahweh will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled, and you lie with your fathers, then I shall raise up your seed after you, who shall come out from your loins, and I shall establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I shall establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I shall be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. If he takes iniquity upon himself, then I will chasten him with a rod of men, and with strokes of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not be taken from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. And your house shall be sure, and your kingdom before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. And King David came in and sat before Yahweh, and said, Who am I, O Adonai Yahweh, and what is my house, that you have brought me here? And this was yet but little in your eyes, O Adonai Yahweh. But you have spoken also of your servant's house for a time afar off. And is this the Torah of the man, O Adonai Yahweh? And what more can David say to you? And you know your servant, O Adonai Yahweh. Because of your word, and according to your heart, you have done all this greatness to make your servant know. For this reason, O Yahweh Elohim, you are great, for there is none like you, and there is no Elohim except you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And who is like your people, like Israel, the one nation in the earth that Elohim went out to redeem to be a people for themselves, and to make themselves a name, and to do for you great and fearful things for your land, before your people which you redeemed to yourself from Egypt, from nations and their Elohims. Yea, you have established your people Israel to yourself, to you for a people forever. And you, O Yahweh, have become to them for Elohim. And now, O Yahweh Elohim, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant, and concerning his house, confirm it forever. And do as you have spoken. And your name shall be great forever, saying, Yahweh of hosts is Elohim over Israel, and the house of your servant David is established before you. For you, O Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, you have uncovered the ear of your servant, saying, I will build a house for you. On account of this your servant has found his heart to pray to you this prayer. And now, O Adonai Yahweh, you are the Elohim, and your words are truth, and you speak this goodness to your servant. And now, let it please you to bless the house of your servant, to be forever before you. For you, O Adonai Yahweh, have spoken, and with your blessing let the house of your servant be blessed forever. Chapter 8. And it happened afterward, David struck the Philistines, and humbled them. And David took the bridle of the metropolis out of the hand of the Philistines. And he struck Moab, and measured them with a line, making them to lie down on the ground. And he measured two lines to cause them to die, and one full line to keep alive. And the Moabites were slaves to David, bearers of a gift. And David struck Hadadezer the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, as he went to restore his power at the river. And David captured from him 1,700 horsemen and 20,000 footmen. And David hamstrung all of the chariot horses, he only left 100 chariots of them. And the Syrians of Damascus came to give help to Hadadezer the king of Zobah. And David struck 22,000 men of Syria. And David put garrisons in Syria of Damascus. and the Syrians became servants to David, bearers of tribute. And Yahweh saved David in all places in which he went. And David took the shields of gold which were on Hadadezer's servants and bore them to Jerusalem. And King David took very much copper from Betah, and from Berothai, cities of Hadadezer. And Toi the king of Hamath heard that David had struck all the army of Hadadezer. And Toi sent his son Joram to King David to ask of his peace, and to bless him, because he had fought against Hadadezer and struck him. For Hadadezer had been a man of wars against Toi. And in his hand were silver articles, and golden articles, and copper articles. King David also dedicated them to Yahweh, with the silver and the gold which he dedicated of all the nations which he subdued. From Syria, and from Moab, and from the sons of Ammon, and from the Philistines, and from Amalek, and from the plunder of Hadadezer the son of Rehob, the king of Zobah. And David made a name for himself when he returned, after he had struck the Syrians in the Valley of Salt, 18,000 men. And he put garrisons in all Edom, and all Edom became servants to David. And Yahweh saved David in all places in which he went. And David reigned over all Israel, and David executed justice and righteousness to all his people. And Joab the son of Zeruiah was over the army, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was the historian. And Zadok the son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech the son of Abiathar were priests, and Seraiah was scribe. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over both the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and the sons of David were priests. Chapter 9. And David said, Is there yet any left to the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness because of Jonathan? And the house of Saul had a servant, and his name was Ziba. And they called him to David. And the king said to him, Are you Ziba? And he said, Your servant. And the king said, Is there not yet a man to the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of Elohim to him? And Ziba said to the king, There is yet a son to Jonathan, lame in both feet. And the king said to him, Where is he? And Ziba said to the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel in Lodabar. And King David sent and took him out of the house of Machir the son of Ammiel, of Lodabar. And Mephibosheth the son of Jonathan the son of Saul came to David and fell on his face, and bowed himself. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he said, Behold, your servant. And David said to him, Do not be afraid, for I will certainly show kindness to you because of your father Jonathan. And I will give back to you all the land of your father Saul. And you shall eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed and said, What is your servant, that you should look upon such a dead dog as I am? And the king called to Ziba the servant of Saul, and said to him, All that belonged to Saul and to all his house, I have given to the son of your master. And you shall till the land for him, you, and your sons and your servants. And you shall bring in the fruits, so that your master's son may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth your master's son shall eat bread continually at my table. And Ziba had 15 sons, and 20 servants. And Ziba said to the king, According to all that my master the king commands his servant, so your servant will do. And Mephibosheth was eating at my table like one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son, and his name was Micah. And everyone living in Ziba's house were servants to Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate continually at the table of the king. And he was lame in both his feet. Chapter 10. And it happened afterward, the king of the Ammonites died. And his son Hanun reigned in his place. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness to me. And David sent to comfort him concerning his father by the hand of his servants. And David's servants came into the land of the sons of Ammon. And the leaders of the sons of Ammon said to their master Hanun, Is David honoring your father in your eyes, because he has sent comforters to you? Has not David sent his servants to you to search the city, and to spy it out, and to overthrow it? And Hanun took David's servants and shaved off half of their beards, and cut off their long robes in the center, to their buttocks, and he sent them away. And they told David, and he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Remain in Jericho until your beard grows, then you shall return. And the sons of Ammon saw that they were odious to David. And the sons of Ammon sent and hired Syrians from Beth-Rehob, and Syrians from Zobah, 20,000 foot men, and the king of Maacah with 1,000 men, and the men of Tob with 12,000 men. And David heard, and he sent Joab and all the army, the mighty men. And the sons of Ammon came out and set the battle in order at the opening of the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah, and Rehob, and the men of Tob, and Maacah were by themselves in the field. And Joab saw that the front of the battle was against him before and behind. And he chose from all the chosen in Israel, and set them in order to meet the Syrians. And the rest of the people he gave into the hand of his brother Abishai, and he set in order to meet the sons of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians are stronger than I, then you shall be for me, and if the sons of Ammon are stronger than you, then I will come to help you. Be strong, and let us be strong for our people, and for the cities of our Elohim. And may Yahweh do that which seems good in his eyes. And Joab and the people with him drew near to battle against the Syrians. And they fled before him. And the sons of Ammon saw that the Syrians fled, and they fled before Abishai, and went into the city. And Joab returned from the sons of Ammon, and came to Jerusalem. And Syria saw that it was stricken before Israel. And they assembled. And Hadarezer sent and brought out the Syrians which were beyond the river. And they came to Helam, and Shobach was the commander of the army of Hadarezer before them. And it was told to David. And he gathered all Israel, and passed over the Jordan, and came to Helam. And the Syrians set themselves in order to meet David. And they fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel. And David killed from Syria 700 in chariots, and 40,000 horsemen. And he struck Shobach the commander of the army, and he died there. And all the kings, the servants of Hadarezer, saw that they had been stricken before Israel. And they made peace with Israel, and served them. And Syria feared to help the sons of Ammon any more. Chapter 11. And it happened at the return of the year, at the time when the kings go out, David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel. And they destroyed the sons of Ammon, and lay siege to Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. And it happened at evening time, David rose up from his bed and walked up and down on the roof of the king's house. And he saw from the roof a woman bathing. And the woman was very good of form. And David sent and asked about the woman. And one said, Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her. And she came to him, and he lay with her. And she purified herself from uncleanness, and she returned to her house. And the woman conceived, and sent, and told David. And she said, I am with child. And David sent to Joab, Send Uriah the Hittite to me. And Joab sent Uriah to David. And Uriah came to him. And David asked the peace of Joab, and the peace of the people, and of the success of the war. And David said to Uriah, Go down to your house and wash your feet. And Uriah went out of the king's house, and a gift from the king went out after him. Uriah lay down at the entrance of the king's house, with all the servants of his lord. And he did not go down to his house. And they told David, saying, Uriah did not go down to his house. And David said to Uriah, Have you not come from a journey? Why have you not gone down to your house? And Uriah said to David, The ark, and Israel, and Judah dwell in booths. And my master Joab, and my master's servants are camping on the face of the field. And I, shall I go into my house to eat and to drink, and to lie with my wife? As you live, and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing. And David said to Uriah, Remain here today also, and tomorrow I will send you away. And Uriah remained in Jerusalem on that day, and on the next day. And David called for him, and he ate and drank before him. And he made him drunk, and he went out in the evening to lie on his bed with the servants of his master. And he did not go down to his house. And it happened in the morning David wrote a letter to Joab, and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter, saying, Place Uriah in the front of the strongest battle, and withdraw from him, that he may be struck, and die. And it happened, as Joab watched the city, that he sent Uriah to the place where he knew there would be mighty men. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and some of the people fell of David's servants. and Uriah the Hittite also died. And Joab sent and told David all the matters of the war. And he commanded the messenger, saying, As you finish all the matters of the war, speaking to the king. Then it shall be, if the king's fury rises, and he says to you, Why did you draw near to the city to fight? Did you not know that they would shoot from off the wall? Who killed Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal? Did not a woman throw a piece of a riding millstone on him from the wall, and he died in Tebez? Why did you draw near to the wall? Then you shall say, Also your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead. And the messenger went and came and told David all that which Joab had sent him to tell. And the messenger said to David, Surely the men have been mighty against us, and came out to us into the field. And we were on them to the entrance of the gate. And those shooting shot at your servants from off the wall, and some of the servants of the king are dead. And also your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead. And David said to the messenger, You shall say to Joab, Do not let this thing be evil in your eyes. For the sword devours one as well as another. Make your battle stronger against the city, and overthrow it. And make him strong. And Uriah's wife heard that her husband Uriah was dead. And she mourned for her husband. And the mourning time passed by. And David sent and gathered her to his house, and she became his wife, and bore a son to him. And the thing which David had done was evil in the eyes of Yahweh. Chapter 12. And Yahweh sent Nathan to David. And he came to him and said to him, There were two men in one city, the one rich, and the other poor. The rich one had flocks and very many herds. But the poor one had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished. And it grew up with him, and with his sons together, and it ate of his morsel, and it drank from his cup, and it lay in his bosom. And it was like a daughter to him. And a traveller came to the rich one, and he spared to take of his own flock, and of his own herd, to prepare for the traveller who had come to him. And he took the ewe lamb of the poor man, and prepared it for the man who had come to him. And David's anger glowed greatly against the man. And he said to Nathan, As Yahweh lives, surely the man who did this is a son of death. And he shall repay fourfold for the ewe lamb, because he has done this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, You are the man. So says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, I anointed you as king over Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Saul. And I gave you the house of your master, and your master's wives into your bosom. And I gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that were too little, then I would have added to you these and those things. Why have you despised the word of Yahweh, to do the evil in his eyes? You have stricken Uriah the Hittite by the sword, and you have taken his wife to yourself for a wife. And you have killed him by the sword of the sons of Ammon. And now the sword shall not turn aside from your house continually, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be a wife to you. So says Yahweh, Behold, I shall raise up evil against you out of your house, and shall take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor. And he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun. For you acted in secret, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said to Nathan, I have sinned against Yahweh. And Nathan said to David, Yahweh also has put away your sin, you shall not die. Only, because you have caused to scorn the enemies of Yahweh by this thing, also the son who shall be born to you dying shall die. And Nathan went to his house, and Yahweh struck the boy whom the wife of Uriah had borne to David. And it became sick. And David sought the Elohim for the child. And David fasted a fast, and went in and stayed the night, and lay on the earth. And the elders of his house rose up toward him, to raise him up from the earth. But he was not willing, and he ate no bread with them. And it happened on the seventh day, the boy died. And David's servants feared to tell him that the boy was dead, for they said, Behold, while the boy was alive, we spoke to him, and he would not listen to our voice. And how shall we say to him, The boy is dead? Then he may do harm. And David saw that his servants were whispering among themselves. And David understood that the boy was dead. And David said to his servants, Is the boy dead? And they said, He is dead. And David rose up from the earth, and bathed, and anointed. And he changed his clothing, and came into the house of Yahweh, and worshipped. And he came to his house, and commanded, and they brought bread for him, and he ate. And his servant said to him, What is this thing you have done? You fasted and wept because of the living boy, yet when the boy is dead, you have risen up and have eaten food. And he said, While the boy was alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, Who knows? Yahweh may pity me and the boy may stay alive. And now he has died. Why this, that I should fast? Am I able to bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. And David comforted his wife Bathsheba. And he went in to her, and lay with her. And she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. And Yahweh loved him. And sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and called his name Jedidiah, because of Yahweh. And Joab fought against Rabbah of the sons of Ammon, and captured the royal city. And Joab sent messengers to David, and said, I have fought against Rabbah, and I have captured the city of waters. And now gather the rest of the people, and encamp against the city, and take it, that I not take the city, and my name be called over it. And David gathered all the people and went to Rabbah, and fought against it, and took it. And he took the crown of the kingdom off his head. And its weight was a talent of gold, and a precious stone was in it. And it was set on David's head. And he brought out the plunder of the city in great abundance. And he brought out the people in it, and put them to the saw, and to sharp tools of iron, and to axes of iron. And he caused them to go over into the brick kiln. And so he did to all the cities of the sons of Ammon. And David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. Chapter 13. And afterward it happened that Absalom the son of David had a beautiful sister, and her name was Tamar. And Amnon the son of David loved her. And Amnon was distressed, even to becoming sick, because of his sister Tamar. For she was a virgin, and it was hard in the eyes of Amnon to do anything to her. And Amnon had a friend, and his name was Jonadab the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very shrewd man. And he said to him, Why are you, the king's son, so lean morning by morning? Will you not tell me? And Amnon said to him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said to him, Lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. And your father will come in to see you, and you shall say to him, Please let my sister Tamar come in and give me food to eat. And she shall make the food before my eyes, so that I may see and may eat from her hand. And Amnon lay down and pretended to be ill. And the king came to see him. And Amnon said to the king, Please let my sister Tamar come, and she shall make two cakes before my eyes, and I shall eat from her hand. And David sent home to Tamar, saying, Please go to the house of your brother Amnon and make food for him. And Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house. And he was lying down. And she took the dough, and kneaded it, and made cakes before his eyes, and baked the cakes. And she took the baking pan and poured out before him. But he refused to eat, and Amnon said, Cause every man to go out from me. And every one of them went out from him. And Amnon said to Tamar, Bring the food into the inner room, and I shall eat from your hand. And Tamar took the cakes that she had made and brought them in to her brother Amnon, into the inner room. And she brought near to him to eat. And he lay hold on her, and said to her, Come lie with me, my sister. And she said to him, No, my brother, do not humble me, for it is not done so in Israel. Do not do this foolishness. And I, where should I cause my disgrace to go? And you shall be as one of the fools in Israel. But now, please speak to the king, for he shall not withhold me from you. But he was not willing to listen to her voice. And he was stronger than she, and humbled her, and lay with her. And Amnon hated her with a very great hatred, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Amnon said to her, Get up and go. And she said to him, No, for this evil is greater than the other that you have done to me, to send me away. But he was not willing to listen to her. And he called his young man who attended him, and said, Now put this one out from me, and bolt the door after her. And a long tunic was on her, for so the virgin daughters of the king usually dressed. And his attendant brought her robes outside, and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head, and tore the long tunic on her, and put her hand on her head, and left, going on and crying out. And her brother Absalom said to her, Has your brother Amnon been with you? But now, my sister, keep silent. He is your brother. Do not set your heart on this thing. And Tamar lived in the house of her brother Absalom, but she was desolate. And King David heard all these things, and it angered him very much. But Absalom did not speak either good or evil with Amnon, for Absalom hated Amnon, because he had humbled his sister Tamar. And after 2 years it happened that Absalom had shearers in Baal Hazor, which is beside Ephraim. And Absalom called to all the sons of the king. And Absalom came to the king and said, Behold, your servant now has shearers. Please let the king and his servants go with your servant. And the king said to Absalom, No, my son, let us not all go now, and we shall not be too burdensome on you. But he urged him, and he was not willing to go, but he blessed him. And Absalom said, If not, please let my brother Amnon go with us. And the king said to him, Why should he go with you? And Absalom urged him, and he sent Amnon with him, and all the king's sons. And Absalom commanded his young men, saying, Now watch when Amnon's heart is glad with wine, and when I say to you, Strike Amnon, you shall kill him. Do not fear. Did not I command you? Be strong, and be valiant. And the young men of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom commanded. And all the king's sons rose up, and they each rode on his mule, and fled. And it happened while they were in the highway, even the report had come to David, saying, Absalom has stricken all the sons of the king, and not one of them is left. And the king rose up and tore his garments, and lay on the earth, and all his servants were standing by with torn garments. And Jonadab the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answered and said, Do not let my master say, They have killed all of the young men, the king's sons, for only Amnon is dead. For it has been settled by Absalom's command from the day of his humbling of his sister Tamar. And now, do not let my master the king lay the word to heart, saying, All the king's sons have died, for only Amnon has died. And Absalom fled. And the young man who was watching lifted up his eyes and looked. And, behold, many people were coming by the highway behind him, by the side of the hill. And Jonadab said to the king, See, the sons of the king have come, as the word of your servant, so it has been. And it happened as he finished speaking, behold, the king's sons came. And they lifted up their voice and wept. And also the king and all his servants wept with a very great weeping. And Absalom fled, and went to Talmai the son of Ammihud, the king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son all the time. And Absalom had fled, and had gone to Geshur, and was there 3 years. And King David determined to go out to Absalom, for he had been comforted for Amnon, for he had died. Chapter 14. And Joab the son of Zeruiah knew that the king's heart was on Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoah and took a wise woman from there, and said to her, Pretend yourself to be a mourner now, and please put on garments of mourning. And do not anoint yourself with oil, and you shall be a woman mourning for one who died these many days. And you shall go to the king and speak with him according to this word. And Joab put the words into her mouth. And the woman of Tekoah spoke to the king, and fell on her face to the earth, and bowed and said, Save, O king. And the king said to her, What shall be to you? And she said, Truly I am a widow woman, and my husband died. And your servant had 2 sons. And the 2 of them fought in the field, and there was no deliverer between them. And the one struck the other, and killed him. And, behold, the whole family has risen against your servant, and said, Give up him who struck his brother, and we shall kill him for the life of his brother whom he has slain. And we shall also destroy the heir. And they shall quench my coal which is left, so as not to set to my husband a name and remnant on the face of the earth. And the king said to the woman, Go to your house, and I will give command concerning you. And the woman of Tekoah said to the king, My master, O king, let the iniquity be on me, and on my father's house, and the king and his throne shall be guiltless. And the king said, Whoever speaks to you, you also shall bring him to me, then he shall not touch you any more. And she said, Please let the king remember Yahweh your Elohim, that the Avenger of Blood not destroy any more, and that they may not destroy my son. And he said, As Yahweh lives, not one hair of your son shall fall to the earth. And the woman said, Please let your servant speak a word to my master the king. And he said, Speak. And the woman said, And why have you thought in this way about the people of Elohim? Yea, the king is speaking this thing as a guilty one, in that the king has not brought back his outcast one. For surely we do die and are as water which is spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up. And Elohim does not take a life, but has devised plans so that the outcast is not cast out from him. And now that I have come to speak this word to my master the king, because the people made me afraid, and your servant said, Please let me speak to the king, it may be the king shall do the word of his servant. For the king has listened, to deliver his servant out of the hand of the man seeking to destroy me and my son together, out of the inheritance of Elohim. And your servant said, Please let the word of my master the king be comforting. For as a messenger of Elohim, so is my master the king, to understand the good and the evil. And Yahweh your Elohim shall be with you. And the king answered and said to the woman, Please do not hide from me the thing that I am asking you. And the woman said, Then let my master the king speak. And the king said, Is the hand of Joab with you in all this? And the woman answered and said, As your soul lives, my master, O king, none shall turn to the right or to the left from all that my master the king has spoken. For your servant Joab commanded me, and he put all these words in your servant's mouth. Your servant Joab has done this thing to turn about the face of the matter, and my master is wise according to the wisdom of a messenger of Elohim, to know all that is in the land. And the king said to Joab, Behold, now, I have done this thing. Then go, bring back the young man Absalom. And Joab fell on his face to the earth, and bowed, and blessed the king. And Joab said, Today your servant has known that I have found grace in your eyes, my master, O king, in that the king has done the word of his servant. And Joab rose up and went to Geshur, and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. And the king said, Let him turn to his house, and he shall not see my face. And Absalom turned to his house, and he did not see the king's face. And no man was handsome like Absalom in all Israel, to be so greatly praised. From the sole of his foot to his crown, there was not a blemish in him. And when he sheared his head, for it was at the end of days that he sheared it, because the hair was heavy on him, and he sheared it, he weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels by the king's weight. And 3 sons were born to Absalom, and 1 daughter. And her name was Tamar, she was a woman of a beautiful form. And Absalom lived in Jerusalem 2 years, and had not seen the king's face. And Absalom sent to Joab, to send him to the king. But he was not willing to come to him. And he sent again a second time, and he was not willing to come. And he said to his servants, Behold, Joab's allotment is beside mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire. And Absalom's servants set the allotment on fire. And Joab rose up and came to Absalom, to the house, and said to him, Why have your servants set my allotment on fire? And Absalom said to Joab, Behold, I sent to you, saying, Come here, and I will send you to the king to say, Why have I come from Geshur? It was good for me to be there still. And now, let me see the king's face, and if there is guilt in me, then you shall cause me to die. And Joab came to the king and told him. And he called to Absalom, and he came to the king, and bowed to him on his face to the earth before the king. And the king gave a kiss to Absalom. Chapter 15. And it happened afterward that Absalom prepared a chariot for himself, and horses, and 50 men running before him. And Absalom rose up and stood by the side of the way of the gate. And it happened that every man who had a cause to come to the king for judgment, Absalom called to him and said, Of what city are you? And he said, Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said to him, Behold, your matters are good and right. And there is no listener to you from the king. And Absalom said, Who shall make me a judge in the land, that every man who has a dispute, I will then declare him right, even with justice? And it happened, when a man drew near to bow himself to him, he put out his hand and laid hold on him, and gave him a kiss. And Absalom acted this way to all Israel who came in to the king for judgment. And Absalom stole the heart of the men of Israel. And at the end of 40 years, it happened, Absalom said to the king, "Please let me go and I shall pay my vow that I have vowed to Yahweh, in Hebron. For your servant has vowed a vow when I lived in Geshur in Syria, saying, If Yahweh bringing shall bring me back to Jerusalem, then I shall serve Yahweh." And the king said to him, "Go in peace." And he rose up and went to Hebron. And Absalom sent spies among all the tribes of Israel, saying, "When you hear the sound of the ram's horn, then you shall say, Absalom is king in Hebron." And 200 men went out of Jerusalem with Absalom, invited ones. And they went out in their simplicity and did not know anything. And Absalom sent Ahithophel a Gilonite, a counselor of David, out of his city, out of Gilo, as he offered the sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong. And the people were going on and increasing with Absalom. And a messenger came to David, saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel have gone after Absalom." And David said to all his servants who were with him in Jerusalem, "Rise up, and we will flee, for we have no escape from the face of Absalom. Hurry to leave, that he not overtake us and bring evil down on us, and strike the city with the edge of the sword." And the king's servant said to the king, "According to all that my master the king desires, behold, your servants will do." And the king went out, and all his household at his feet. And the king left 10 women, concubines, to keep the house. And the king went out, and all the people at his feet. And they stood still at the house farthest away. And all his servants were passing on by his side, and all the Kerethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men who came at his feet from Gath. These were passing on before the king. And the king said to Ittai the Gittite, "Why do you go, even you with us? Turn back and remain with the king, for you are an alien, and also you are an exile. Go to your place. You came in yesterday and today. Should I make you roam with us, to go while I go, where I go? Turn back, and turn your brothers to go with you in kindness and truth." And Ittai replied to the king and said, "As Yahweh lives, and my master the king lives, surely in the place where my master the king is, there your servant shall be, whether for death or for life." And David said to Ittai, "Go on and pass over." And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men, and all the little ones with him. And all the land was weeping with a loud voice. And all the people were passing over. And the king was passing over through the torrent Kidron, and all the people passed over, toward the way of the wilderness. And, behold, Zadok also came, and all the Levites with him, bearing the Ark of the Covenant of Elohim. And they set the Ark of Elohim down. And Abiathar went up until all the people finished passing on out of the city. And the king said to Zadok, "Take the Ark of Elohim back to the city. If I find grace in the eyes of Yahweh, then he will bring me back and make me see it and his dwelling place. And if he says this, 'I have not delighted in you,' behold, I am here. He shall do to me as seems good in his eyes." And the king said to Zadok the priest, "Are you a seer? Return to the city in peace, and your 2 sons with you, your son Ahimaaz, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. Behold, I will wait in the plain of the wilderness until word comes from you to report to me." And Zadok and Abiathar took the Ark of Elohim back to Jerusalem. And they remained there. And David was going up in the ascent of the Olives, going up and weeping. And his head was covered, and he was going barefooted. And all the people who were with him each had covered his head, and had gone up, going up and weeping. And one told David, saying, "Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom." And David said, "O Yahweh, I pray you, make the counsel of Ahithophel foolish." And it happened as David had come to the top, there where he bowed to Elohim. And, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him, his tunic torn, and earth on his head. And David said to him, "If you pass on with me, then you shall be a burden to me. But if you return to the city, and shall say to Absalom, 'I also will be your servant, O king, I was servant of your father before now, and now I am also your servant,' then you can break down the counsel of Ahithophel for me. And do you not have there with you Zadok and Abiathar, the priests? And it shall be, you shall declare everything that you hear from the house of the king, you shall report to Zadok and to Abiathar, the priests. Behold, there are with them their 2 sons, Ahimaaz to Zadok, and Jonathan to Abiathar. and you shall send to me by their hand anything that you hear. And David's friend Hushai came into the city. And Absalom came into Jerusalem. Chapter 16. And David had passed on a little from the top. And behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, came to meet him with a couple of saddled donkeys, and on them 200 loaves and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruit, and a skin of wine. And the king said to Ziba, "What are these to you?" And Ziba said, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and the summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine for the weary to drink in the wilderness." And the king said, "And where is the son of your master?" And Ziba said to the king, "Behold, he is staying in Jerusalem," for he said, "Today the house of Israel will give back to me the kingdom of my father." And the king said to Ziba, "Behold, all that Mephibosheth has is yours." And Ziba said, "I bow myself, may I find favor in your eyes, my master, O king." And King David came to Bahurim. And, behold, a man was coming out from there, of the family of the house of Saul, and his name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came out, and he came cursing. And he stoned David with stones and all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the mighty men on his right and on his left. And Shimei said this in his cursing, "Go out. Go out, O man of blood, O worthless man. Yahweh has turned back on you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And Yahweh shall give the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. And, behold, you are taken in your evil, for you are a man of blood." And Abishai the son of Zeruiah said to the king, "Why does this dead dog curse my master the king? Please let me pass over, and I will take off his head." And the king said, "What have I to do with you, sons of Zeruiah? For let him curse, even because Yahweh has said to him, 'Curse David.' And who shall say, 'Why have you done so?'" And David said to Abishai, and to all his servants, "Behold, my son who came out of my loins is seeking my life, and surely now also the Benjamite. Leave him alone, and let him curse, for Yahweh has spoken to him. Perhaps Yahweh will look on my affliction, and Yahweh will return good to me for his cursing this day." And David went with his men in the highway, and Shimei was going along at the side of the hill across from him. As he went, he cursed, and stoned with stones across from him, and dusted with dust. And the king came in wearied, and all the people with him, and he was refreshed there. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, had come into Jerusalem, and Ahitho fell with him. And it happened, when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, had come to Absalom, Hushai said to Absalom, "Let the king live. Let the king live." And Absalom said to Hushai, "Is this your kindness with your friend? Why have you not gone with your friend?" And Hushai said to Absalom, "No, for he whom Yahweh and this people have chosen, even all the men of Israel, his I shall be, and I shall remain with him. And a second time, whom should I serve? Should I not serve before the face of his son? As I serve before the face of your father, so shall I be before your face." And Absalom said to Ahithophel, "Give your counsel, what we shall do." And Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go into your father's concubines, those he left to keep the house. And all Israel shall hear that you have become odious with your father. And the hands of all who are with you will be strong." And they spread out a tent for Absalom on the roof. And Absalom went in to his father's concubines before the eyes of all Israel. And the counsel of Ahithophel which he counseled in those days was as one who had inquired at the word of the Elohim. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both to David and to Absalom. Chapter 17. And Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Please let me choose 12,000 men, and I shall rise up and pursue David tonight. And I shall come on him, and he shall be weary and feeble-handed. And I will make him tremble, and the people with him shall flee. And I shall strike the king by himself. And I shall bring all the people back to you when all return, except the man whom you are seeking. All the people shall be in peace." And the thing was pleasing in Absalom's eyes, and in the eyes of all the elders of Israel. And Absalom said, "Please call for Hushai the Archite also. And we shall hear what is in his mouth, also he." And Hushai came in to Absalom. And Absalom spoke to him, saying, "Ahithophel has spoken according to this word. Shall we do this word? If not, you speak. And Hushai said to Absalom, The counsel Ahithophel counseled is not good at this time. And Hushai said, You have known your father and his men, that they are mighty men. And they are bitter of soul, like a bear bereaved of cubs in the field. And your father is a man of war, and shall not stay the night with the people. Behold, now he is hidden in one of the pits, or in one of the places. And it shall be, at the falling among them at the beginning, that whoever hears even shall say, There has been a slaughter among the people who follow Absalom. And also he, the son of valor, whose heart is as the heart of the lion, shall utterly melt. For all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and those with him sons of valor. So I counsel this. Gathering, let all Israel be gathered to you, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude. And you in person shall go into battle. And we shall come into him, in one of the places, there where he shall be found. And we shall fall on him as the dew falls on the ground. And of all the men who are with him, not even one shall be left. And if he is taken into a city, then all Israel shall bear ropes to that city. And we shall draw it into the torrent bed, until there shall not be found even a pebble. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. And Yahweh had ordained to break down the good counsel of Ahithophel, for the sake of bringing the evil of Yahweh to Absalom. And Hushai said to Zadok and to Abiathar, the priests, Ahithophel has counseled this and this to Absalom and the elders of Israel. And I have counseled this and this. And now send quickly and tell David, saying, Do not stay in the fords of the wilderness tonight. And, also, crossing, pass over, that there not be a swallowing up of the king and of all the people with him. And Jonathan and Ahimaaz were standing at En-Rogel, for they were not able to be seen going into the city. And a slave girl went and told them. And they went and told it to King David. And a youth saw them, and told Absalom. And they went on, both of them in haste, and came into the house of a man in Bahurim. And he had a well in his court, and they went down there. And the woman took and spread the covering over the well, and spread ground grain on it. And the thing was not known. And the servants of Absalom came in to the woman, to the house, and said, Where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan? And the woman said to them, They passed over the river of water. And they looked and did not find them. And they returned to Jerusalem. And it happened after they left, they came up out of the well and went and told King David. And they said to David, Rise up and quickly pass over the waters, for Ahithophel has counseled this against you. And David and all the people with him rose up, and they passed over the Jordan until the light of the morning, until there was not one lacking who had not crossed the Jordan. And Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not done. And he saddled the donkey and rose up and went to his house, to his city. And he gave command to his household, then hanged himself, and died. And he was buried in the burying place of his father. And David came to Mahanaim. And Absalom crossed the Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. And Absalom had set Amasa over the army instead of Joab. And Amasa was the son of a man whose name was Ithra the Israelite, who had gone in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, the sister of Zeruiah, the mother of Joab. And Israel camped with Absalom in the land of Gilead. And it happened as David came into Mahanaim, Shobi the son of Nahash, from Rabbah of the sons of Ammon, and Machir the son of Amiel, from Lo Debar, and Barzillai the Gileadite, from Rogalim, brought beds, and basins, and earthen vessels, and wheat, and barley, and flour, and roasted grain, and beans, and lentils, and roasted grain, and honey, and curds, and sheep, and cheese from the herd, for David, and for the people who were with him to eat. For they said, The people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. Chapter 18. And David mustered the people who were with him, and he set over them commanders of hundreds. And David sent one-third of the people by the hand of Joab, and one-third by the hand of Abishai the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and one-third by Ittai the Gittite. And the king said to the people, Going out I will go with you, I also. And the people said, You shall not go out, for if we flee they will not set their heart on us even if half of us die, for now you are like 10,000 to us. And now it is good that you be a helper for us from the city. And the king said to them, I will do that which is good in your eyes. And the king stood at the side of the gate, and all the people went out by hundreds and by thousands. And the king commanded Joab, and Abishai, and Ittai, saying, For my sake deal gently with the young man, with Absalom. And all the people heard as the king commanded the commanders concerning Absalom. And the people went into the field to meet Israel. And the battle was in the forest of Ephraim. And the people of Israel were stricken before David's servants. And there was a great destruction on that day of 20,000. And the battle was scattered over the face of all the land, and the forest devoured among the people more than the sword had devoured in that day. And Absalom came before David's servants. And Absalom was riding on a mule, and the mule came in under the thick branches of a great oak. And his head caught hold in the oak, and he was lifted up between the heavens and the earth. And the mule under him passed on. And a man saw and told Joab, and said, Behold, I saw Absalom hanging in the oak. And Joab said to the man who told him, And behold, you have seen. And why did you not strike him to the earth there and call on me to give you 10 silver pieces and a girdle? And the man said to Joab, Yes, though I weighed 1,000 silver pieces in my hand, would not put forth my hand to the king's son. For in our ears the king commanded you, and Abishai, and Ittai saying, Take heed, whoever goes against the young man, against Absalom. Or I would have dealt falsely against my soul. For no matter is hidden from the king, and you yourself would have said against me. And Joab said, I will not wait this before you. And he took 3 darts in his hand and struck them into Absalom's heart while he was alive, in the midst of the oak. And they went around, 10 young men bearing Joab's weapons, and struck Absalom, and killed him. And Joab blew the ram's horn, and the people returned from pursuing Israel, for Joab had held the people back. And they took Absalom and threw him into a great pit in the forest, and set up a very great heap of stones over him. And all Israel fled, each one to his tent. And during his lifetime Absalom had taken and set up for himself a standing pillar, which is in the king's valley. For he said, I have no son to cause my name to be remembered. And he called the standing pillar by his name, and it is called Absalom's monument to this day. And Ahimaaz the son of Zadok said, Please let me run, and I will bear news to the king. For Yahweh has vindicated him from the hand of his enemies. And Joab said to him, You are not a man of tidings today. But you shall bear tidings another day. And today you shall not bear tidings, because the king's son is dead. And Joab said to Cushi, Go, tell the king that which you have seen. And Cushi bowed to Joab, and ran. And Ahimaaz the son of Zadok said yet again to Joab, Yet whatever may be, please let me run after the Cushite, I also. And Joab said, Why is this that you are running, my son? Also for you there are no tidings found. And he said, Yet whatever it may be, let me run. And he said to him, Run. And Ahimaaz ran the way of the circuit and passed by the Cushite. And David was sitting between the 2 gates. And the watchman went to the roof of the gate and lifted up his eyes, and looked. And, behold, a man running by himself. And the watchman called and told the king. And the king said, If he is by himself, tidings are in his mouth. And he came, coming on, and drawing near. And the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called to the gatekeeper and said, Behold, a man running by himself. And the king said, Also this one is bearing tidings. And the watchman said, I see the running of the first as the running of Ahimaaz the son of Zadok. And the king said, This is a good man and he comes with good news. And Ahimaaz called and said to the king, Peace. And he bowed on his face to the earth to the king and said, Blessed be Yahweh your Elohim who has shut up the men who lifted up their hand against my master the king. And the king said, Peace to the young man, to Absalom. And Ahimaaz said, I saw the great tumult, at the sending away of the servant of the king, even your servant sent by Joab, but I do not know what. And the king said, Turn aside, stand here. And he turned aside and stood. And, behold, the Cushite had come. And the Cushite said, News is born, my master, O king. For Yahweh has vindicated you today out of the hand of those rising up against you. And the king said to the Cushite, peace to the young man, to Absalom. And the Cushite said, Let them be as the young man, the enemies of my master the king, and all who have risen up against you for evil. And the king trembled. And he went up to the upper room of the gate and wept. And he said this as he went, My son Absalom! My son Absalom! Oh that I had died instead of you, my son Absalom, my son! Chapter 19. And it was announced to Joab, Behold, the king is weeping and mourning over Absalom. And the deliverance on that day became mourning to all the people, for the people had heard on that day, saying, The king is grieving for his son. And the people stole away on that day to go into the city, as the people steal away who are ashamed as they flee in battle. And the king had covered his face. Yea, the king cried with a loud voice, My son Absalom! Absalom my son, my son! And Joab came in to the king to the house, and said, You have put to shame today the faces of all your servants, those delivering your life today, and the life of your sons, and of your daughters, and the life of your wives, and the life of your concubines. By loving those who hate you, and by hating those who love you, for you have declared today that there are no leaders nor servants to you. For I know today that if Absalom were alive and all of us dead today, that it would be right in your eyes. And now rise up, go out and speak to the heart of your servants. For I have sworn by Yahweh that if you do not go out, not a man shall remain with you tonight. And this would be worse for you than all the evil that has come on you from your youth until now. And the king rose up and sat in the gate. And they announced it to all the people, saying, Behold, the king is sitting in the gate. And all the people came in before the king. And Israel had fled, each one to his tents. And it happened, all the people were quarreling through all the tribes of Israel, saying, The king delivered us out of the hand of our enemies. Yea, he himself delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines. And now he has fled out of the land because of Absalom. And Absalom whom we anointed over us is dead in battle. And now why are you silent as to bringing back the king? And King David sent to Zadok and Abiathar the priests, saying, Speak to the elders of Judah, saying, Why are you the last to bring back the king to his house? For the word of all Israel had come to the king, to his house. You are my brother, you are my bone and my flesh. And why are you the last to bring back the king? And say to Amasa, Are you not my bone and my flesh? So shall Elohim do to me, and more so he shall do, if you are not commander of the army before me all the days, instead of Joab. And he inclined the heart of all the men of Judah as one man, and they sent to the king, Return, you and all your servants. And the king returned and came in to the Jordan. And Judah had come to Gilgal, to go to meet the king, to bring the king over the Jordan. And Shimei, the son of Gera, the Benjamite, from Bahurim, hastened and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And 1,000 men were with him from Benjamin, also Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 13 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they had rushed over the Jordan before the king. And they had crossed over the ford to carry over the king's household, and to do the good in his eyes. And Shimei the son of Gera had fallen before the face of the king as he crossed over the Jordan. And he said to the king, Do not let my master charge iniquity to me, nor shall you remember that which your servant perversely did in the day that my master the king went out from Jerusalem, for the king to take it to his heart. For your servant knows that I have sinned, and behold, I come today, the first of the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my master the king. And Abishai the son of Zeruiah answered and said, Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Messiah of Yahweh? And David said, What have I to do with you, O sons of Zeruiah, that you are as my foe today? Shall any man be executed today in Israel? For do I not know that today I am king over Israel? And the king said to Shimei, You shall not die. And the king swore to him. And Mephibosheth the son of Saul had come down to meet the king. And he had not dressed his feet, nor had shaved his upper lip. Yea, he had not washed his garment, even from the day that he went away till the day that he came in peace. And it happened when he had come to Jerusalem to meet the king said to him, Why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth? And he said, My master, O king, my servant deceived me. For your servant said, I will saddle the donkey for myself and ride on it and go with the king, for your servant is lame. And he spoke slander against your servant to my master the king. And my master the king is as a messenger of the Elohim, yet you do that which is good in your eyes. For all the house of my father would be nothing except men of death before my master the king, and you have set your servant among those eating at your table. And what right is there to me any more, even to cry any more to the king? And the king said to him, Why do you speak any more of your matters? I have said, You and Ziba share the land. And Mephibosheth said to the king, Yes, let him take all, since my master the king has come in peace to his house. And Barzillai the Gileadite had gone down from Rogalim and had crossed over the Jordan with the king, to send him away over the Jordan. And Barzillai was very old, a son of 80 years, and he had sustained the king as he abode in Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. And the king said to Barzillai, You pass over with me and I will sustain you with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said to the king, How many are the days of the years of my life, that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am a son of 80 years today. Can I distinguish between good and evil? Can your servant taste that which I am eating, and that which I drink? Can I any more listen to the voice of singing men and singing women? And why should your servant be any more as a burden to my master the king? Just a little way your servant shall cross over the Jordan with the king. And why should the king repay me with this reward? Please let your servant return, and I shall die in my own city, near the burying place of my father and my mother. And, behold your servant Kimhom. Let him cross over with my master the king, and you do to him the good in your eyes. And the king said, Kimhom shall go over with me, and I shall do to him that which is good in your eyes. Yea, all that you shall choose of me I will do for you. And all the people crossed over the Jordan, and the king crossed over. And the king gave a kiss to Barzillai and blessed him. And he returned to his place. And the king crossed over to Gilgal. And Kimhom crossed over with him, and all the people of Judah. And they brought the king over, and also half of the people of Israel. And, behold, all the men of Israel were coming to the king. And they said to the king, Why have they, our brothers, the men of Judah, stolen you away? For they brought the king and his household over the Jordan, and all the men of David with him. And, behold, all the men of Judah answered against the men of Israel, because the king is near to us. And why is this that you are angry about this matter? Have we at all eaten from the king, or has he given a gift to us? And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, We have 10 hands in the king, and we also have more in David than you. Why then did you despise us, that our word was not first to bring back our king? And the word of the men of Judah was more fierce than the word of the men of Israel. Chapter 20. And a man of worthlessness happened to be there, and his name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a man of Benjamin. And he blew the ram's horn and said, We have no part in David, and we have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. Each man to his tents, O Israel! And every man of Israel went up from following David, going after Sheba the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah clung to their king, from the Jordan even to Jerusalem. And David came into his house at Jerusalem. And the king took the 10 women, the concubines whom he had left to guard the house, and fed them. But he did not go into them, and they were shut up to the day of their death in widowhood. And the king said to Amasa, Call for me the men of Judah within 3 days, and you stand here. And Amasa went to call Judah, but delayed beyond the set time which he had set for him. And David said to Abishai, Now Sheba the son of Bichri will do more evil to us than Absalom. You take the servants of your master and pursue him, that he not find fortified cities for himself, and deliver himself from our eye. And the men of Joab went out after him, and the Kerethites, and the Pelethites, and all the mighty men. And they went out from Jerusalem to pursue Sheba the son of Bichri. They were near the great stone in Gibeon, and Amasa had gone before them. And Joab was girded with his war coat as his clothing, and over it was a belt with a sword fastened on his loins in its sheath. And as he went out, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, Is it well with you, my brother? And Joab's right hand took hold of Amasa's beard to give a kiss to him. And Amasa was not on guard against the sword in Joab's hand. And he struck him with it in the 5th rib, and poured out his bowels to the ground, and did not strike him again. And he died. And Joab and his brother Abishai pursued Sheba the son of Bichri. And a man stood beside him, of the young men of Joab, and he said, "Whoever delights in Joab, and whoever is for David, follow after Joab." And Amasa was wallowing in blood in the middle of the highway. And the man saw that all the people stood still. And he turned Amasa away from the highway to the field, and threw a garment over him, when he saw that all who came beside him stood still. When he was taken from the highway, every man passed on after Joab to pursue Sheba the son of Bichri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel to Abel, and to Beth Maacah, and to all the Berites. And they were gathered, and went after him also. And they went in and lay siege against him in Abel Beth Maacah, and mounted up a siege mound against the city. And it stood against the outermost wall, and all the people with Joab were undermining, to cause the wall to fall. And a wise woman called out of the city, "Here! Here! Please say to Joab, 'Come near here and I will speak to you.'" And he came near to her. And the woman said, "Are you Joab?" And he said, "I am." And she said to him, "Hear the words of your handmaid." And he said, "I am hearing." And she spoke, saying, "They spoke often in days gone by, saying, 'Asking they will ask at Abel,' and so they ended all dispute. I am of the peaceful, faithful ones of Israel. You are seeking to destroy a city, and a mother in Israel. Why will you swallow up the inheritance of Yahweh?" And Joab answered and said, "Far be it. Far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The case is not such. For a man of the hills of Ephraim, Sheba the son of Bichri is his name, has lifted up his hand against the king, against David. If you will give him up by himself, then I will go away from the city." And the woman said to Joab, "Behold, his head will be thrown over the wall to you." And the woman came to all the people in her wisdom. And they cut off the head of Sheba the son of Bichri and threw it to Joab. And he blew the ram's horn, and they were dispersed from the city, each man to his tents. And Joab went back to Jerusalem to the king. And Joab was over all the army of Israel, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada over the Kerethites and over the Pelethites. And Adoram was over the forced labor, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was the recorder. And Sheva was the scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar the priests. And also Ira the Jairite was a priest to David. Chapter 21. And there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years, year after year. And David sought the face of Yahweh. And Yahweh said, "It is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he killed the Gibeonites." And the king called for the Gibeonites and said to them, "As to the Gibeonites, they were not of the sons of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites, and the sons of Israel had sworn to them, and Saul sought to strike them in his zeal for the sons of Israel and Judah." And David said to the Gibeonites, "What shall I do for you? And with what shall I atone, and you bless the inheritance of Yahweh?" And the Gibeonites said to him, "We will have neither silver nor gold by Saul and by his house. Also, we will have no man in Israel put to death." And he said, "What you say, I will do for you." And they said to the king, "The man who destroyed us and schemed against us that we be wasted from standing in all the border of Israel was Saul. Let be given to us 7 men of his sons to us. And we will expose them to Yahweh in Gibeah of Saul, the chosen of Yahweh." And the king said, "I will deliver them." But the king spared Jonathan's son Mephibosheth the son of Saul because of the oath of Yahweh that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. And the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah the daughter of Aiah, whom she bore to Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth. And he took the 5 sons of Michal the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up for Adriel the son of Barzillai the Mahalathite. And he gave them into the hands of the Gibeonites. And they exposed them in the mountain before Yahweh. And the 7 fell together. And they were executed in the days of harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of barley harvest. And Rizpah the daughter of Aiah took sackcloth and stretched it out for herself on the rock, from the beginning of harvest until water poured on them out of the heavens. And she did not allow a bird of the heavens to rest on them by day nor the beast of the field by night. And that which Rizpah the daughter of Aiah, Saul's concubine, had done was told to David. And David went and took the bones of Saul, and the bones of his son Jonathan from the rulers of Jabesh-Gilead, who had stolen them from the plaza of Beth-Shean, there where the Philistines hanged them in the day the Philistines struck Saul in Gilboa. And he brought up the bones of Saul and the bones of his son Jonathan from there, and they gathered up the bones of those hanged. And they buried the bones of Saul and of his son Jonathan in the land of Benjamin, in Zelah, in the burying place of his father Kish, and did all that the king had commanded. And afterward Elohim heard prayer for the land. And again the Philistines warred with Israel. And David went down, and his servants with him. And they fought with the Philistines. And David was weary. And Ishbo-benob, who was of the sons of Rapha the giant, the weight of his spear being 300 copper shekels in weight, and was girded with a new sword, even he said to strike David. And Abishai the son of Zeruiah helped him, and struck the Philistine, and killed him. Then the men of David swore to him, saying, "You shall not again go out with us to battle, that you not cause the lamp of Israel to go out." And it happened after this that the battle was again in Gob of the Philistines. Then Sibbecai the Hushathite struck Saph, who was among the sons of Rapha. And again the battle was in Gob with the Philistines, and Elhanan the son of Jaare-Oregim the Bethlehemite struck one of Goliath the Gittite, and the wood of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And again the battle was in Gath, and there was a man of stature, and the fingers of his hands were 6, and the fingers of his feet 6, 24 in number. And he also had been born to Rapha. And he cursed Israel, and Jonathan, the son of David's brother Shimea, struck him. These 4 here born to the giant in Gath. And they fell by the hand of David, by the hand of his servants. Chapter 22. And David spoke to Yahweh the words of this song in the day Yahweh delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies, and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, "Yahweh is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer. My Elohim is my rock, I shall take refuge in him, my shield, and the horn of my Yahshua, my high tower, and my refuge. My Savior, you shall save me from violence. I call on Yahweh, the one to be praised, and I shall be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death surround me, the floods of wickedness terrify me. The cords of Sheol are all around me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called on Yahweh, and I called to my Elohim. And he heard my voice from his sanctuary, and my cry was in his ears. And the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of the heavens were troubled, and were shaken, for he was angry. Smoke rose up in his nostrils, and fire devoured out of his mouth, coals were kindled by it. And he bowed the heavens and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. And he rode on a cherub, and did fly, and was seen on the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions all around him, the gathering of waters, thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him were kindled coals of fire. Yahweh thundered from the heavens, and the Most High gave forth his voice. And he sent forth arrows and scattered them, lightning, and troubled them. And the channels of the sea were seen, the world's foundations were revealed by the rebuke of Yahweh, from the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were stronger than me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, and Yahweh was my support. And he brought me out to a large place, he delivered me, for he delighted in me. Yahweh rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, he has repaid me. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh, and have not acted wickedly against my Elohim. For all his judgments were before me. As to his statutes, I did not turn away from them. And I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. And Yahweh returned to me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyes. With the faithful you show yourself kind. With the upright man, you will show yourself upright. With the pure, you will show yourself pure, and with the perverted you will appear perverse. And you shall save the afflicted people, and your eyes are on the haughty, whom you bring low. For you are my lamp, O Yahweh, and Yahweh shall light up my darkness. For by you I have run through a troop, by my Elohim I have leaped over a wall. The El, blameless is his way, the word of Yahweh is tested, he is a shield to all those who seek refuge in him. For who is El except Yahweh? and who is a rock except our Elohim? The El is my strong fortress, and he sets the blameless free in his way, making my feet like hinds' feet, even causing me to stand on my high places, teaching my hands for battle, so that my hands may bend a bow of copper. And you have given to me the shield of your Yahshua, and your lowliness has made me great. You have enlarged my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and I did not turn until they were consumed. And I consumed them, and struck them, and they did not rise, but fell under my feet. Yea, you girded me with might for battle, you caused those rising against me to bow under me. And you gave to me the necks of my enemies, those hating me I silenced. They looked, and there was none to save, to Yahweh, and he did not answer them. And I beat them as the dust of the earth, I crushed them small as the mire of the streets, I spread them out. And you delivered me from the quarrels of my people, you kept me as the head of the nations, a people I have not known served me. The sons of strangers submit to me, at the hearing of the ear they listen to me. The sons of strangers wither, and shall come trembling out of their dungeons. Yahweh lives. And blessed be my rock, and is exalted the Elohim of the rock of my Yahshua. The Elohim who gives vengeance for me, and brings down peoples under me, and brings me forth from my enemies, yea, you raise me up above those rising up against me, you deliver me from the men of violence. On account of this I will confess you, Yahweh, among nations, and I will sing praise to your name. A tower to Yahshua his king, even doing mercy to his Messiah, to David, and to his seed, until forever. Chapter 23. And these are the last words of David, the saying of David the son of Jesse, and the saying of the man raised on high, the Messiah of the Elohim of Jacob, and the sweet singer of Israel. The Spirit of Yahweh has spoken by me, and his word is on my tongue. The Elohim of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, one ruling over man righteously, who rules in the fear of Elohim. Is as the light of the morning, as the sun shines, a morning without clouds, through shining after rain the tender grass sprouts from the earth. For is not my house so with El? For he has made an everlasting covenant with me, ordered in all things, and sure, for all my salvation, and all my desire, will he not make it grow. As to the wicked, all of them shall be as a thorn driven away, for they cannot be taken by the hand. But the man who shall touch them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear, they shall be utterly burned with fire in their place. These are the names of the mighty ones who were called to David. He who sits in the seat of the Tachmonite, chief of the captains, he was called Adino the Esnite, because of the 800 he killed at one time. And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodo, the son of the Ahohite. He was of the three mighty men with David when they taunted the Philistines, when they were gathered there to battle, and the men of Israel went up. He rose up and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clung to the sword. And Yahweh worked a great salvation on that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. And next was Shema the son of Agi the Hararite. And the Philistines had gathered into a company, and there was a plot of the field full of lentils, and the people had fled before the Philistines. And he set himself in the midst of the plot, and delivered it, and struck the Philistines. And Yahweh worked out a great salvation. And three of the 30 commanders went down and came to the harvest, to David, to the cave of Adullam. And the company of the Philistines was camping in the valley of the giants. And David was then in a stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed, and said, who shall give me drink from the water of the well of Bethlehem beside the gate? And the three mighty ones cut through the camp of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem beside the gate, and took it up, and brought it to David. But he was not willing to drink it, and poured it out to Yahweh. And said, far be it from me, O Yahweh, to do this, is it not the blood of the men who went with their lives? And he was not willing to drink it. The three mighty ones did these things. And Abishai the son of Zeruiah, the brother of Joab, was the commander of three. And he raised up his spear against 300, and killed them. And to him was a name among the three. With honor he was honored more than the three. And he was the commander to them, but he did not come to the first three. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada from Kabzeel, a son of a mighty man, great in deeds, he killed two lion-like men of Moab. And he went down and killed a lion in the middle of a pit in a day of snow. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of form. And a spear was in the Egyptian's hand, and he went down to him with a staff and tore away the spear from the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did these things, and had a name among three mighty ones. He was more honored than the 30, but he did not come to the first three. And David set him over his guard. Asahel the brother of Joab was of the 30, Elhanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shammah the Haradite, Elikah the Haradite. Helez the Paltite, Ira the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite. Abiezer the Anathathite, Mebani the Hushathite. Zalmon the Ahohite, Maharai the Netophathite. Heleb the son of Bana, a Netophathite, Ittai the son of Ribai out of Gibeah, of the sons of Benjamin. Benaiah the Parathonite, Hiddai of the torrents of Gash. Abialbon the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Barhumite. Eliabah the Shaalbonite, of the sons of Joshan, Jonathan. Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sherar, the Hararite. Eliphalet the son of Ahasbai, the son of the Maccathite. Eliam the son of Ahithophel, the Gilonite. Hezri the Carmelite, Parai the Arbite. Igal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani of Gad. Zelek of Ammon, Naharai the Bearothite, armor-bearer to Joab the son of Zeruiah. Ira the Ithrite, Gareb, an Ithrite. Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all. Chapter 24. And again the anger of Yahweh glowed against Israel, and moved David against them, to say, Go, number Israel and Judah. And the king said to Joab, the commander of the army with him, Go now to and fro through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number the people, that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said to the king, Yea, may Yahweh your Elohim add to the people, however many they may be, a hundredfold. And may the eyes of my master the king see it. But why does my master the king delight in this thing? But the word of the king prevailed against Joab, and against the army commanders. And Joab and the army commanders went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they crossed over the Jordan and camped in Aroer, on the right of the city, in the middle of the valley of Gad, and to Jazer. And they came into Gilead, and to the land of Tatim Hochi. And they came to Danjon, and around to Sidon. And they came into the fortress of Tyre, and all the cities of the Hivite, and of the Canaanite. And they went out to the south of Judah, to Beersheba. And they went to and fro through all the land, and came in to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave the count from the numbering of the people to the king. And Israel was 800,000 mighty men drawing sword, and the men of Judah 500,000 men. And after he had numbered the people, the heart of David struck him. And David said to Yahweh, I have sinned greatly in that which I have done. And now, O Yahweh, I pray, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly. And David rose up in the morning, and the word of Yahweh came to Gad the prophet, David's seer, saying, Go and you shall speak to David, so says Yahweh, I am setting up three things for you, you choose one of them and I will do it for you. And Gad came in to David and told him, and said to him, Shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land? Or shall you flee before your adversary 3 months, and they pursue you? Or shall 3 days plague come into your land? Now consider, and see what I shall take back to him who sent word to me. And David said, Because of this it is great distressing to me. Let us fall now into the hand of Yahweh, for many are his mercies, and do not let me fall into the hand of man. And Yahweh sent a plague on Israel from the morning even to the time appointed. And from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 of the people died. And the messenger of Yahweh put forth his hand to Jerusalem, to destroy it. And Yahweh had pity as to the evil, and said to the messenger who was destroying among the people, Enough! Now drop your hand. And the messenger of Yahweh was near the threshing floor of Arona the Jebusite. And when he saw the messenger who was striking among the people, David spoke to Yahweh and said, Behold, I have sinned. Yea, I have acted perversely. And these, the flock, what have they done? Now let your hand be on me, and on my father's house. And Gad came in to David on that day and said to him, Go up, raise up an altar to Yahweh in the threshing floor of Arona the Jebusite. And David went up according to Gad's word, as Yahweh commanded. And Araunah looked and saw the king and his servants crossing over to him. And Araunah went out and bowed himself to the king, his nose to the earth. And Araunah said, Why has my master the king come to his servant? And David said, To buy the threshing floor from you, in order to build an altar to Yahweh, and the plague will be stayed from the people. And Araunah said to David, Let my master the king take and offer up that which is good in his eyes. Behold, the oxen for a burnt offering, and the threshing instruments, and the yokes of the oxen for wood. O king, all these Araunah gives to the king. And Araunah said to the king, May Yahweh your Elohim accept you. And the king said to Araunah, No, for buying I will buy from you for a price, and I will not offer to Yahweh my Elohim burnt offerings for nothing. And David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built an altar there to Yahweh, and offered burnt offering and peace offerings. And Yahweh was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel.